Last week, we looked at Ephesians chapter 4, and we began by looking at just the first verse. Paul says, "As a prisoner for the Lord, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received." And we broke down what the calling was, and we talked about what it means to live a life worthy. This week, as we begin to read further, let's read this first paragraph from verses 1 through 6. "As a prisoner for the Lord, then, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body, one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all." Compelling verses in that we see two things very clearly. First, verse 2 says, "Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love." To be completely humble, to be a servant to others, to put ourselves as the one who serves and the others as the ones who receive what they want or what they need. As we endeavor to change ourselves from a life of self-service to a Christian life of serving others. Very difficult. But it lies in this idea of humility. Not what I deserve, what I think I deserve, what I think I have earned, what I think is owed to me. But instead, as though we were owed nothing and yet received everything, as we truly have in Christ. We were owed nothing but have received eternal life. We have received the grace, the gift of God. We have been made alive, raised, and seated. Owed nothing but received everything. So with this in mind, be completely humble. We weren't owed anything. So if I am taken advantage of by others, if I am ignored by others, if I am not received well by others, well, those are all selfish expectations, right? I did this for someone. They should treat me in such and such a way. I've been very sacrificial. They should appreciate me. No. In chapter 2, it says, be completely humble and gentle. We deserve nothing. So if we get nothing, we got what we deserved. But it says that we have received everything in Christ, so we have a lot that we can give. Be patient. Don't expect your own needs to be filled first. Don't expect people to respond to you a certain way, but instead, be patient. Bearing with one another in love. This idea of loving others selflessly. Very easy to say, very difficult to do. And so it says, in addition, that we make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit. How? Through the bond of peace. When we put others in front of ourselves, we put away our contention, we put away our own drive to have, to judge, to compare, and to think that we have a right to something. And this leads us instead to put others first, to serve others. And that leads to peace. Peace with others. And unity in the Spirit. Not fighting over this doctrine or that doctrine or this idea or that idea or this way of service or that way of service. But completely trusting in the Spirit of God to lead each of us as individuals. Make every effort, it says. In other words, do it to the best of your ability, give it your full 100% attention, and then give it even more. to keep the unity of the Spirit, to let all things in Christ produce a bond of peace for us with others who are in Christ. And why? Well, it goes on to tell us why. Because we are one together. One body, one Spirit, one hope, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father over all. All is an inclusive oneness. So, Father of all, who is over all, through all, and in all. All of us together as one. And me serving others because they are children of God. I am owed nothing. I will serve them with a full heart because though I was owed nothing, I received everything from Christ. This is the call that we have been asked to attend to. This is our calling in Christ. Father, we ask that this week we would have a serious call to serve others, that we would find it in our spirit to let go of our own desires and to make it our number one desire to be of service to others. We ask, Lord, that you would help us with this transition, that you would let the Holy Spirit teach us when we are not mindful of this, that we would become mindful, and that as such, Lord, we would be of use to you and to the building of your kingdom for the glory of our Lord and Savior, Jesus. Have a great day.